Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re's second quarter and first half-year results. I'm Christian Mumenthaler, Swiss Re's Group CEO, and I'm here today with our Group CFO, David Cole. Together, we'll be presenting our group's achievements in the first half of the year, our financial performance for the quarter, and our business outlook for the rest of 2016. Let me start with our achievements in the first half of the year. As you know, the market environment remains challenging, impacting all insurance players in multiple ways. First, global economic growth remains low, and political uncertainties continue to prolong the low interest rate environment. Global financial markets are experiencing significant volatility, and European markets have entered a period of uncertainty following the U.K. vote to leave the EU. The political and regulatory environment is also challenging, with political instability, particularly in Europe, and growing skepticism towards globalization. Swiss Re's diversified business model and operating structure are key strengths in this current turbulent macro environment. Specifically, within our industry, P&C prices are at very low levels. However, we see signs of stabilization in rate developments. This environment can only be managed by maintaining strong underwriting discipline. As a consequence, we have been reducing capacity in flow business and growing our portfolio of large and tailored transactions in which we achieve differentiated terms and conditions. Finally, technological innovation is expected to significantly affect the insurance industry and the risk landscape. While this development brings challenges, it also creates multiple opportunities for us as a risk knowledge company. Swiss Re is well-positioned to withstand this challenging environment. Our results for the first half of the year demonstrate our resilience and strong market position. Allow me to mention a few achievements. First, our group ROE for the first half year of the year remains solid despite the high level of large losses experienced in the second quarter. We demonstrated underwriting discipline in the renewals and systematically deployed capacity to business that meets our profitability hurdles. Our asset management team delivered a strong return on investments despite volatile markets and the prolonged low yield environment. We successfully executed our 2016 funding ambitions ahead of the recent market volatility and remain comfortably within group leverage targets. Our capitalization remains very strong and resilient to financial shocks and insurance events. Moving on to our business units, I would like to highlight other achievements during the first half of the year. In reinsurance, we have maintained underwriting discipline and closed large and tailored transactions at attractive conditions. Life and health reinsurance saw another solid first half of the year and remains an important contributor to our overall results. Together, both reinsurance segments have paid a strong dividend of $2.9 billion to the group in the first half of the year. In corporate solutions, we continued to expand our product capabilities with the acquisition of IHC Risk Solutions. Corporate solutions paid a dividend of $250 million to the group in Q2. The rollout of Life Capital Strategy and the integration of Guardian are well on track. We continued on our path to establish flexible funding platforms with the successful execution of an inaugural public debt issuance of Swiss Re Admin Re Limited. Life Capital paid a dividend of $350 million to the group in Q2. I'll now hand over to David for the financial highlights in the second quarter, and will return later to update you on our business outlook and priorities.
Thank you, Christian, and good day to all of you also from my side. I will begin my presentation with the key financial highlights for the second quarter. Today, we report solid Q2 results, even though the quarter was impacted by several large losses and persistently challenging market conditions. Q2 group income was $637 million, bringing us to a total net income of $1.9 billion for the first half of the year. The group ROE for the first half demonstrates financial resilience, as well as the benefits of our global and diversified business model. P&C Reinsurance reports an ROE of 9.4% for the quarter, impacted by a number of nat cat losses. Life and Health Reinsurance maintains its solid performance with an ROE of 10.1% for the quarter. Corporate Solutions was impacted by two large 2015-related man-made losses, and reports a negative ROE of 4.2% for the quarter. Life Capital delivers another quarter of strong performance with an ROE of 13.4%, reflecting the contribution of the Guardian acquisition. Our asset management team produced a strong ROI of 3.7% despite the continuing low interest rate environment. As Christian mentioned, all three business units have meanwhile paid dividends to the group with respect to 2015, and the capital position of the group remains very strong. As usual, I'll not take you through this slide, which offers an overview of the key figures reported. I'll just point out that unrealized gains significantly increased shareholders' equity during the quarter, mainly as a result of lower interest rates. P&C Reinsurance was impacted by a number of large losses in Q2, but benefited from a positive prior year development. Our net pre-tax loss estimate for the Canadian wildfires is $220 million. Together with the losses from the earthquakes in Japan and the floods in Europe, overall large natural catastrophe losses added up to approximately $350 million. While this is above our expectations for the quarter, it is within our Nat Cat budget for the first half of the year. These events remind all of us that while the time, frequency, and severity of natural catastrophe losses are difficult to predict, we do expect them to revert to the mean over time. The combined ratio for Q2 reflects the adverse natural catastrophe experience, as well as several large man-made losses. We continue to profitably grow our business through large and tailored transactions at attractive rates. Life and health reinsurance reported another quarter of solid performance. In Q2, we saw growth in all regions coming from large and tailored transactions, but also from successful renewals in China and Australia. In terms of operating performance, Q2 benefited from a strong contribution from asset management, but was negatively impacted by valuation updates and by adverse experience in the Americas. The net income for the quarter translates into an annualized ROE within our target range, while the ROE for the first 6 months remains strong at 12.6%. Corporate Solutions results were impacted by two large man-made casualty losses in North America, which occurred in the third and fourth quarter of 2015. The magnitude and responsibility for these losses were only established in the second quarter of 2016. The business unit reported a net loss of $25 million for the quarter, with a combined ratio of 112.7%. As Corporate Solutions currently mainly underwrites excess layer business, its results are exposed to a relatively higher degree of volatility. Corporate Solutions remains focused on the quality of its portfolio, while the current pricing environment remains challenging. The gradual expansion into primary lead business represents an important investment area for the business unit, and the group remains committed to supporting Corporate Solutions' growth ambitions. Life Capital delivered a strong performance across all metrics. With the move to Solvency II, the calculation for gross cash generation became more sensitive to market developments, as we've already seen in Q1. In spite of the UK interest rate and credit spread movements toward the end of the quarter, Life Capital generated $141 million in gross cash in Q2. We reiterate the business unit's three-year gross cash generation target of $1.4 to $1.7 billion. Life Capital's net income was strong for the quarter, supported by underlying performance in line with our expectations and net realized gains in the Guardian derivative portfolio. In line with our previous communication, we continue to manage down the exposure of the portfolio to interest rate moves during the quarter. The return on equity for the second quarter was 13.4%, despite a significant increase in unrealized gains, which elevated the equity base. Our asset management team contributed to the group's overall performance through a strong return on investments of 3.7% in Q2. Our overall invested asset base increased from the prior year, driven primarily by the Guardian acquisition. Our asset allocation in the second quarter remained relatively stable, with a moderate increase in government bonds as we reduced our exposure to interest rate derivatives, and we modestly reduced our holdings of equity securities. The running yield was stable compared with last year's level, as the impact of continued low reinvestment yields was offset by the positive impact of Guardian. Net realized gains were generally in line with the prior year's amount and were driven by sales of fixed income, equities, and alternative investments, as well as gains within the Guardian portfolio, including derivatives. Impairments, albeit higher than last year, remained low relative to the overall portfolio, reflecting its high quality. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholder equity are on slide 15. Net income and unrealized gains were the main drivers for the rise over the previous quarter, offset by dividends paid and by foreign exchange movements. I will now hand back to Christian for the business and strategy outlook.
Thank you, David. I will provide you with the business outlook for 2016 together with our priorities. July renewals are important for P&C reinsurance as they represent approximately 20% of our treaty portfolio. As I said, the market conditions continue to be challenging, and as a consequence, we have reduced our normal flow business by 7% year to date. Overall, however, we were able to grow our business by closing large and tailored transactions that were placed with Swiss Re on a private basis and which had better economics. In the July renewals, price levels continued to erode in property, although to a lesser extent than previously. We continued to actively steer our portfolio by reducing natural catastrophe capacity in specific segments, including US hurricane. On average, our casualty rates remained stable. Overall, we deployed our economic capital at attractive returns, and our risk-adjusted price quality year-to-date remains at 102%, the same as at January and April this year. The strategic framework we introduced last year will continue to drive the priorities of the group, as well as those of our business units. Reinsurance will maintain underwriting discipline and actively manage our in-force book. The team will continue to focus on achieving differentiated economics. We will do this by supporting clients with large and tailored solutions and by deploying our risk knowledge on the basis of our very strong balance sheet. Corporate Solutions will also remain focused on underwriting discipline and pursue its expansion into the primary lead segment. Life Capital will continue to seek attractive opportunities in closed books while accelerating its growth strategy in open books. These priorities are central to achieving our financial targets, and I can assure you that delivering these targets remains our top priority. Thank you very much for watching this video on Swiss Re's second quarter and first half 2016 results.